This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Turkey. How many turkey sandwiches in the last 3 or 4 days? Well, welcome back, Kate Delaney. Hope you had some time to think about what you're grateful for, hang out with those that are close to you, and eat some turkey if you're a turkey eater. I'm a turkey eater, but surrounded by people who are plant-based. There's now a lot of plant-based people in my life, so my brother, who did the whole quarantining thing, and just brother and sister-in-law, they made turkey. So I didn't even have to make it for once. I didn't have to go through what is often fun, but what I didn't have to do was make the bird. So the plant-based people made the turkey for me and the other, and it worked out really well. So whether you made the turkey, someone else made the turkey, you got a store-bought turkey, whatever it is, I hope that you did enjoy your Thanksgiving with people you care about, whether it was through Zoom or other means of doing that, because the big concern, of course, is that because of the holidays and because of Thanksgiving, that too many people, because we're so weary of the whole mask thing, will maybe unknowingly wanting to go and visit people, not do the quarantining thing, the mask thing before they get there, the whole thing, and then when they get back to where they're originally from, give it to somebody else. We're seeing that all hell is breaking loose in the NFL. In fact, the Broncos had all their quarterbacks ruled ineligible for their game because of COVID, because of having to quarantine. So to say that we live in challenging times is an incredible understatement, right? We just have to get to the top of the hill and get over on the other side. No matter what you believe the number, we do know that COVID-19 is exploding. The number of people who are getting it, that is not exaggerated, is not political. And then sadly, the number of people who die from COVID. And I speak with experience in knowing the tragedy that has affected too many people in my life. I had a friend in Houston who right before Thanksgiving lost her husband, who was 58, in good health, just the coolest guy you can imagine, got COVID, was a teacher, got COVID, probably they think through somebody bringing it into the school, they don't know, but he dies, they can't have the service, the whole thing, it's shocking. Not anything they expected to have happen. And this is just now the fifth person I know that lost somebody to COVID. I've talked about some of the others before, two of them. One of them is a sportscaster. One is a news anchor. Both lost their fathers. Both are friends of mine. And so I've seen what this has done to people. So it is real. I think it's about taking the best precautions that you can possibly take. And like I said, getting to the other side of the mountain. I mean, the U.S. has now surpassed 100,000 new daily COVID cases for the 27th consecutive day. For those who traveled for the holiday, the concern is what I said, is the risk of spreading the virus. I mentioned my brother and sister-in-law coming to pick up my nephew, who was with us for 4.5 months, and all of us were good about masking and all that kind of stuff, and they took all kinds of precautions. They drove straight through 15 hours from Tampa, didn't stop just to get gas, that's it, because of the concern of the people they would be around in Florida eventually, and et cetera, and now, of course, aware of quarantining. So that's the key thing. They're saying that Americans who traveled, especially those who flew for Thanksgiving, should get tested. That's what some of the top people are saying, that that has to happen. And how about California? California, after reporting, and this is just crushing their economy. I mean, and this is the thing. Like it or not, wherever it is, county or state, when the lockdowns happen and people aren't paying attention and there is a spread and it crushes the economy even more, look at California. You have more than 15,000 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday. They're shutting down the bar, shutting down everything. So basically they're saying it's going to be a very tough couple of weeks because Los Angeles County, we can't do this anymore. So we're shutting things down. They even had, Gavin Newsom, the governor, had a had in place the curfew where 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock, boom, nobody out. So I hope people get tested if they were gathering for Thanksgiving. I hope that people are much more cautious in the next couple of months, because if we can get through to the other side already, the first vaccinations, and I believe in everything that I've been told independently from people about the vaccine, that it will make that difference, that those first doses are now going to be distributed. That's happening. So it's happening before the end of the year. Yay. Yay for Operation Warp Speed. That came from the administration. You got to give them credit, absolutely, because the push was on and there were funds made available to pharmaceutical companies that needed them. Some didn't take it, some did. But the bottom line is we have more than 266,000 people who have died from coronavirus in the U.S. This is serious, folks. And everybody knows it at this point. And here's the key. Get through to the other side. Just get through to the other side. Because once we do that, then we can stop also killing our economy. Because that is what's happening. It was like Small Business Week, and I thought, wow, Small Business Week. How many small businesses have had to shutter because of restrictions, because of outbreaks in their area? So we're not doing anyone any favors by not paying attention to where we are, who we're gathering with, and the whole social distancing thing, and masking, especially in stores or when you're near, people. Period. All right, the mailbag is flooded. I cannot wait to get to the mailbag. So in this hour, I'm going to give you the menu. We're going to go to the mailbag. Besides the mailbag, we're also going to do one of these this or that's, where there's choices that have to be made. You either take this road or you take that road. That's when Eric, the technical maestro, will join me on the air. And in between, Cyber Monday. I mean, so now full court press in these unprecedented times, commercialism is certainly not dead. It is about Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever it is that you celebrate. But you can see, I mean, months ago, you started to see decorations. But this is Cyber Monday, and Cyber Monday, I'm sure, is going to be the biggest numbers they've ever seen because so many people are going to shop online, even those that would have preferred to go to the store than we probably ever have seen. And so there's crazy, crazy deals out there. And I can, again, only imagine what that number is going to look like. We're hitting the mailbag next.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better. better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season, Amazon is delivering smiles to charities across the country with the help of celebrity partners Gabrielle Union and Ali Raisman. And it's easy for customers to join them in giving back. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
We're proud to support charities that have been impacted by the challenges of this year. And customers can also join us in giving back by shopping through Amazon Smile. By starting at smile.amazon.com, customers can find incredible holiday deals, low prices, and convenient shopping, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of their purchase price directly to the charity of their choice at no cost to them.
Customers can also donate items to charities directly at smile.amazon.com/charity lists, where nonprofits create wish lists of the items needed most. Additionally, shoppers can donate to Toys for Tots by saying, "Alexa, donate to Toys for Tots," or make a monetary donation to a charity of their choice by saying, "Alexa, I want to make a donation." Learn more and give back this season at smile.amazon.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
So much mail, I'm going to just dive right into it. You can send me your thoughts 24-7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. This one from Patrick. Patrick says, "Kate, what's going on with the NFL? I heard teams have been fined. There's all kinds of COVID outbreaks. And you said this, that you didn't think that we would see the NFL finish its entire season. So maybe now they're finally getting rocked in a contact sport by COVID." Yeah, you know what? Two teams so far, the Saints have been fined $500,000. Players and this is because players and the team posted a video on social media. They didn't have masked team members. They were celebrating their win over the Bucks a week or so ago. And in the locker room, of course, they saw that. And that's a violation because they're supposed to have masks on. And Saints coach Sean Payton was in the video. The team was, he was fined too, because he didn't wear a face mask during the game. Payton even said, "For all of our friends, we've got fabulous people listening to us in New Orleans, and you know how I feel about Louisiana." Payton even told NOLA.com he should have been more careful while he was on the field and kept his mask on. It's just something we're going to have to remind ourselves to do. And I think that it's not intentional always. I mean, listen, have I ever forgotten my mask when I've jumped out of the car to run to the store? Absolutely. And then I double back, I turn around, because I realize, how did I forget that? I can't believe it. Normally, and of course, they hardly ever make pockets for women, right? But normally now I figure out a way to make sure it's always on me, but I have definitely done that and whipped right around. Ravens and the Steelers, Thanksgiving Day game postponed because of the COVID-19 outbreak that they've had. And the Ravens have at least 19, now they're saying 20, players and staff members, including their quarterback, Lamar Jackson, who's got it. The Broncos starting quarterback, Jeff Driscoll, positive last week. The other quarterbacks in quarantine. So what were the Broncos going to do? Broncos head coach was fined early in the season for not wearing a face mask. And so this stuff is starting to really happen. And, you know, the league is just saying, look, we're evolving our protocols and we're pushing teams to follow the science. And that's what we're doing. But that's all we can do. We keep trying to do that. So when they come up with, you know, this with COVID, like new COVID-19 restrictions are going to impact the 49ers. And why is that? And that's because they can't practice or play in their stadium for 3 weeks because of county health restrictions that prohibit contact sports. Stanford University's athletics, its football program, also affected because the Santa Clara County health officials said that the new restrictions, they reported them over the weekend, I remember, with all the cases, they said, listen, we can't have these contact sports. So that means everything, professional, youth, etc., collegiate sports of all sorts. And so that's going to cause problems with them. So, yes, I thought contact sport, how do you do that with COVID? Somebody gets it, something happens, and it spreads like wildfire, especially among a young crew, and that's what is starting to happen, certainly in the cases that I mentioned. All right, got another one here from Mac who says, Kate, what's the scoop with the email a football player that played over the weekend? I just saw something about, you know, about a woman who was a soccer player and was playing in a game for Vandy. How did that happen and what's the deal on that? I guess what happened was they needed, the coach needed someone to step in a pinch and saw that she had the strong leg for just the basic what they needed, right, as a soccer player. So her name is Sarah Fuller, and she was the first woman in a Power 5 conference game, and she kicked off, and again, for Vandy, playing Missouri, and, you know, she kicked off to start the second half of the game and made history. So it's interesting, isn't it? Because it came right after she scored the winning. She was on the winning soccer team for Vandy, and she was an incredible player from them. And that's how the coach of the football team knew about her, approached her, and asked if she would do that. She said she was pretty calm and she was excited to step on the field. Everybody supported her. She, you know, she kicked, you know, she kicked off like the coach wanted her to do. So, you know, boom, there you go. And there was support, I think, all the way around for her. Pretty wild. Somebody texted me early in the morning to let me know that was happening. And, again, like I said, she had all this support. She's a soccer player. She stepped in. They needed her in a pinch and worked out. And, I mean, just all the guys, all the other people around the league were, again, congratulating her for being this athlete and stepping in and being able to do what she did. Woohoo! Makes history. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Sam I M. And Sam says, hi, Kate. I haven't talked to you in a long time. I was looking at the weather, and it seems like when I always listen, there's always some horrific weather pattern. And it's one of the things I like about your show is so often, in fact, most of the time you're live. So if we're going to get some brutal weather, I know you're going to tell us about it. What is the scoop on this snow and heavy rain? Because I think I'm right in the middle of it. Yeah, there's heavy rain from Texas through Louisiana. We saw that. I saw that the other day. And in Texas, we had tons of rain. And then what happens is it makes its way further toward the Midwest and the East Coast. And that rain is going to intensify. And then they're talking about, you know, the possibility of snow over parts of the Midwest, shocker, right? In Cleveland, 1 to 3 inches, Chicago, Indy, all kind of around that area. And like I said, in the east, like the Boston, New York, Washington, D.C. area, 2 to 4 inches of rain. I feel like a weathercaster. Yeah, I did that once. So, anyway, the wind chill is the thing. And I think that's the thing to ask about, wind chills that are going to be in the 20s. Look out, South Alabama, because it's coming to you, too. Nothing like not being used to that and getting blasted with that cold Arctic air, right? It does rock you. And I woke up to that, but it wasn't in the 20s. It was like in the 40s, but it felt like it was in the 20s. So I can only imagine what it would be like in the 20s. All right, let's move on to another one. This one, notice how I'm just sailing through them because you've sent me so many things. All right, Sydney says, what do you think's going to happen with Trump? I heard you talk about the fact that you really believe from your sources that he is going to go for it in 2024. Do you know anything more about what is being said about this seriously, this bid to come back and take the White House again? Well, you know what? There was a story I saw, maybe it was the Daily Beast, this wasn't even through a source. The Daily Beast, I think, reported that there is the potential in saying, okay, I'm running to keep America great again in 2024, and I'm thinking of doing an event during Inauguration Week, which would be January 20th, and just, you know, keeping it out there, fanning the flames, and definitely the president has support. I mean, you know, there's no concession in the 2020 election, and everything that's being counted or recounted, or even if they're saying there's some problems somewhere, the move is, everything's moving ahead with Biden being inaugurated on the 20th. So he's not conceding, and he's allowed the General Services Administration to give the transition team for Joe Biden access to government resources and personnel, because they have to if they're going to be ready in time. So that is happening, which I think is smart, right? But I'll be curious. So maybe there will be some kind of a rally or something the same week, even the same day that Biden does the whole inaugural swearing-in ceremony. Wouldn't that be interesting? I do believe that 2024, if he's healthy, I think that unless something changes, I wouldn't be shocked. I think that really is really, really a serious possibility. All right, we're bouncing out of this, and then it's all about the money, money, money. Do you have enough money for Cyber Monday? All kinds of deals, all kinds of people spending all kinds of money for Christmas. So odd, isn't it? So odd to be in the bubble that we're in. Meet you on the flip side.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News. Congress returns from Thanksgiving break tomorrow with the task of passing another round of coronavirus stimulus front and center. House Democrats are trying to push through a broad $2 trillion plan, while Senate Republicans are pushing a targeted $500 billion bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they need to get some form of aid passed. Representative French Hill says a bill should have already gone through. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that one of the most important things Congress can do right now is let state governors spend the money they've already been given through the CARES Act.
And we need to get this done. We need to extend the Paycheck Protection Program for our small businesses. We need to give our governors flexibility to spend the CARES Act money that they have. And that's critical because that date ends 12/31 of this year.
Congressional leaders will also need to agree on a spending bill to fund the government by December 11th. Negotiators had hoped to be able to settle on a budget bill for all of 2021, which looks unlikely, with less than 2 weeks to hammer out an agreement before the deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
All my life, I ain't never had
Online retailers are counting on the fact that you got something and not nothing, because it is Cyber Monday coming up. And, you know, there's always the big deal about Black Friday. Black Friday was trounced compared to what is going to happen, I think, on Cyber Monday. And it's because of the pandemic and because of the big shift in the culture of just, boom, getting it online and having it delivered. So when we look at Black Friday, it cratered. I mean, shopping in stores, 52% during the pandemic. E-commerce is everything. So traffic fell by that much. Wow. People heading to malls, getting ready to jump in lines for shopping. No, not jumping in lines. So for the next couple of weeks, it's like for the six key weeks of the holiday season this year, traffic in retail stores is expected to be down 22 to 25% year over year. So Black Friday is Black Friday for a different reason this time around. And people are spreading out their shopping because of concerns of social distancing. So if they are going to stores, it's not, wow, we got to jam it all in. We're jamming it all in this first week. It's the opposite of that. The typical peak time for shopping on Black Friday is about 2 o'clock or so. And so, yeah, there was a pickup there, but brick-and-mortar Black Friday numbers are down 52% from last year. Online sales up
22%. So it is that whole online thing that is so critical, I think. Or one thing that's happening is, which is good for the brick and mortar stores, I think. I just had this conversation with somebody at an Old Navy, is they get so many orders that they, for curbside, that they have racks and racks and racks now of things that are bagged up. The jeans, the shirts, the stuff that they sell, people call in, order it that way. So they order it online, but they pick it up at the store. And so there is that. And I think that's what a lot of retailers are hoping continues, so that there are more people that are willing to shop local, etc. And or if it's a big box store, still there, it's money in that community versus the other, and just completely go e-commerce. But there's definitely a shift, and there was already starting to be a shift, but now the pandemic has just pushed that in the completely opposite direction. All right, you know, when you look at money, 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 the former CEO of Zappos was this guy who has been described by so many people as probably one of the, I mean, just one of the most, the kindest people to work for, humble dude, the whole thing, made so much money with Zappos, and sadly at 46 died over the weekend, I guess peacefully, they say, surrounded by family. And he, his company, Tony Heise, his company was a Las Vegas based, you know, enterprise, and he died from injuries in a house fire that happened in Connecticut when he was visiting family. But his whole mantra, in so he had just so many fans because of what the kindness that he spread. I mean, seriously, this guy really lived it. He was all about happiness and delivering happiness. I mean, that was his whole thing. And he was known for, that's why I was talking about online shopping, he was known for his leadership of online shoe and clothing retailer Zappos. And he retired after spending 20 years with the company, and just recently. And so he was just pivotal in so many things, transforming downtown Las Vegas. The governor of Nevada talked about that, and, you know, so active in the community. The city council knew him well. There was one councilman, Cedric Creer, who said he just was so sad and so couldn't believe that happened. He was such a creative, innovative person who positively changed the landscape of downtown Vegas. And we've been working on some projects for downtown. And so, you know, again, shocking to so many people, this, you know, his death, because, I mean, anytime someone dies, it's that way, right? But this was the guy who was the messiah of kindness. This was a guy who was the messiah of reaching out to people who didn't have very much and giving them everything he could and then treating the people. Not a bad boss, a great boss, so much so that people didn't ever want to leave his company because they wanted to stay with him. So sad story there. There's still some questions as to what happened specifically, but dead at the age of 40. Six. The news is bleak for some and better for others. Amazon, of course, Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men in the world, and people ordering everything off of Amazon. Like I said, circle a couple of blocks. I don't care if you live in a rural area, a suburban area, or smack in the middle of the city, and you'll see Amazon trucks everywhere. You'll see packages on doorsteps. So Amazon is spending money to keep people, to get people, to want to have people to work for them. And they're spending $500 million on bonuses for employees because, you know, there is pressure, I think, on them because they're being targeted for their business practices, especially in Europe. So the company announced the bonuses on the eve of Black Friday because there were protests against Amazon in Germany and elsewhere. They were just getting underway. So they're talking about the fact that frontline employees would get a $300 bonus, part-time employees $150, UK the UK employees will get bonuses of $402 in those roles, but they have definitely been under fire. And it's, and look, Amazon is one of the few retailers, of course, thriving amid the pandemic. And they expect, you ready for this? You want to talk about profitable? They expect their revenues to exceed $100 billion for the first time in the fourth quarter. $100 billion. That brings total sales for 2020 to more than $370 billion. That's a third higher than last year. A third higher. And because you can get it cheaper on Amazon, you can get it faster on Amazon than you can in so many other places, and you can get it just about anything. Whatever your search engine is, if you go there, how do I get blah, 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 for, and how quickly can it get to me, Amazon always, always comes up. So under fire, especially in Europe, for treatment of employees, but handing out bonuses and just watching as it all rolls in. And here's the other side of this, that yin and yang of the money wheel, right? The money ball that some catch and some drop. Delta canceled more than 500 flights this week. 500 flights. They're desperate for people to fly. Why would they cancel flights? Because they don't have the pilots. That's why. They don't have the pilots. I mean, ultimately, every one in every five flights that was scheduled to operate on Thanksgiving Day, they ultimately canceled. They had to drop those flights in the week, even with air travel picking up, because it's not normal. And because of the pandemic, the drop-off. There's a smaller pool of pilots qualified and ready to fly in the fleets that are seeing the increase over the holidays. Because more than a million people flew, and of course it would be much higher than that normally. So I thought about that. I thought there has to be pressure, because how do you, you've got these holiday flights, you want people to fly, but what are you doing with the pilots? How is it that there aren't enough pilots? And think about it, normally they would be constantly in the air. But now, because of the lack of flying and all of a sudden the uptick, they don't have the pool. It totally makes sense. But can you imagine, somebody wants to fly, they're kind of nervous about it. They know, okay, I'll mask up, it's not a problem. I'll do what I have to do. I'll get on the flight, and they do it. I mean, they get ready to do it, and then they find out it's been canceled. And that, to me, that's a lot of flights. That's like too many. But what do they do? Airline passenger traffic is like only 40% of what it was last year. So they're trying to play chicken. What, maybe these flights will move these flights here. And then people with last minute flights, like I said, because they're nervous, they're trying to figure out if they should do it. And they're not booking months and months and months and months ahead of time. So that makes it that much more difficult. And while these vaccines are getting ready to be handed out or available, let's put it that way, how many people are going to take them, how many people aren't going to take them, and what does that mean? With air travel, they're talking about you may, and this hasn't happened domestically, but in some countries it's going to happen, you have to have a passport that says you've been vaccinated. So is that going to be something that we see happen domestically, if people have to prove that they have, in fact, been vaccinated? And, you know, who knows? Maybe, right? Coming up, This or That with my pal Eric, the technical maestro, as I said, for the show. You don't want to miss it. We have a lot of fun. Hang through.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people, and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome, Sir Eric, the technical maestro for the show for this version of This or That. How are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you doing?
You had too many days off in a row. I can tell you're not good. You want another day off.
I totally did this morning.
Isn't that the worst? What is wrong with us? We get days off and we're greedy. We want more time. There's something about completely, I think, unplugging. And when you have more than 2 days in a row, you can really unplug, don't you think?
Yeah, a little too much sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. It's tough. All right, so it was Turkey Day. So if you have leftover turkey sandwiches with cranberries or not, which do you prefer, this or that?
With cranberries.
So you'd have, like, turkey, cranberries, and, like, stuffing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more, the better.
I'm a not cranberry person. I don't know why. I'm sure it tastes good. It's just my thing not to have it. I like the stuffing and the turkey, and I you know, I badly described at the top, but my brother made a turkey breast, and he's a good cook, and made the whole thing, the mashed potatoes and whatever. So there was leftovers to make those sandwiches, and I love those sandwiches, too, the next day. So we both agree on that, but I don't know why. It's, I don't know if it's just too sweet for me or what it is, because I don't like mixing the sweet with the other, I think.
I'm surprised you don't like...
I know, everybody says that. I know. I get beat up all the time for that, but I don't. I'm not a cranberry person. So, although if that was all I was offered, I'm sure I would find a way to eat it. So, a snowstorm or rainstorm, you get stuck on the highway in one of the two. Which do you prefer, this or that, the snow or the rain?
The rain.
Me too. Snow is scary, isn't it? You can't see. I mean, you can have the rain. I've had it rain so bad you pull underneath the overpass. But I know you can get blinded by both, but I think the snow is worse. I just think it is for some reason. What do you think? You do, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, like, just the first thought of rain and snow, like, rainstorms can be nice. They could, like, I like the smell of rain and all that. And
yep.
The snow, it could be really bad because you could get stuck.
That's what I think. I think you can get, I mean, obviously anything can happen in both, but I think the possibility of, like we're talking about the snowstorm that's coming up, the possibility of being stuck in a snowstorm is, I think, is more likely to happen than a rainstorm, right? So that low pressure system that I talked about that's hitting the south, where it's dumping heavy rain from Texas through Louisiana, that's one thing. But then you go to the Midwest, and you know, because in Minnesota, it can be nightmarish, but even in Chicago, they certainly know that. In Cleveland, same thing. So parts of the Midwest could really get smashed by a bunch of snow, and it's not completely out of the question 4 to 6 inches.
Yeah, I mean, with the rain, you got to worry about like hydroplaning and stuff. But I would still take rain over snow any day.
Yeah, me too. So, and I like the smell of the rain too. It's like the smell of the ocean in a different way. Something about it. I agree. You have a choice between doing a zip line or bungee jumping, and you have to do it. It's your pal's birthday, and everybody's doing it, so you can't chicken out. Which do you? And you have to do one or the other. They give you the choice. Which would you take?
I'll go with bungee jumping.
Really? So bungee jumping because you think you'd like it better, less scary, or what do you think?
I feel like the zip lining would be boring.
Wow! So you like the risk of the bungee jumping?
Yeah, if I'm going to do anything like that, it might as well be like a thrill or, you know, like something that's going to pump the adrenaline, you know?
Yeah, and bungee jumping you can do, I mean, they have it at really crazy places, off bridges. In Vegas, they have it off the top of a really high crane. When you come into the city, you can see the bungee jumping. I don't know if I would be up for bungee jumping or not. I don't know. I see people, that was so big. It used to be so big, and it still is. But you're right. Ziplining does seem not as risky, so not as thrilling. That also translates into. I would be game, though, for either. If it was for somebody's party, everybody's doing it, saying, okay, if you're all in on this, they're celebrating a big milestone or something, I could do it. I could do one or the other. Versus jumping out of a plane. I don't know that I could jump out of a plane now. I used to want to do that, but I don't think I could. Could you?
I'd do it with you.
Oh, thanks. Let's do it. Let's put that risk out there. Put your money on the table. Let's see if let's take some bets. You know what they say, though? If you do the tandem thing, it's safer because your first jump, if you do it with somebody, it's, like, safer. I know people that have done it, and they say it's incredible. That it's incredible. Like, you feel like nothing. You just feel like, wow, I'm alive when you jump out of a plane.
Yeah, that to me, that's like the ultimate, like, roller coaster, you know.
Jumping out of the plane?
Yeah, like when you're that high up, like, if you're afraid of heights, what's scarier than, like, jumping out of a plane, you know?
Are you afraid of heights?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I'm afraid of heights, but let's do the skydiving thing. Why not? I was reading something the other day about why should you do it at least once in your life? And it's that feeling of that is like the ultimate. This ultimate feeling of being alive, that you just, you're worried, but then you get there, you get strapped in, and then poof, before you know it, you're out, your anxieties, you just can't believe you did it, and it's just this free-falling feeling, you hit the clouds, you feel the peace and the whole experience of what's around you, and you free-fall for about 45 seconds, mostly, and then the parachute opens up, and, I don't know. It would be pretty wild. That's a thrill seeker thing too. All right, we're doing it. We're jumping out of a plane. So we jump out of the plane, woohoo! And we of course eat our turkey sandwiches with cranberries and without. And then we survive the rainstorm. And then later that night, you know, when you're hungry, you get the munchies at night, and you have nothing in the house but cereal or peanut butter with a spoon. Which are you taking, this or that? Are you going to eat the cereal or the peanut butter with a spoon?
Yeah, I'll take cereal if there's
yeah,
milk.
Yeah, me too. If there's milk, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise I'll go with the peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, I don't really like dry cereal, like, out of the box.
Yeah, me either. I would do the cereal thing versus the peanut butter thing. But it's funny because I think guys have a peanut butter thing. So I've certainly, when I was a kid, I would catch my brother. I mean, he would put a spoon in the peanut butter jar and eat the peanut butter. My nephew was a peanut butter hound. He stayed with us for 4 months, and I think we had 40 jars of peanut butter in here. I'm not kidding. He'd go through them so fast, 40 jars.
I thought that girls were the peanut butter fiends.
Oh, no. I think it's guys. I do. I'm not saying that women or girls don't eat peanut butter, but I think that it's a guy thing to do the sit in front of the TV, grab the spoon, like whatever, make the peanut butter sandwiches, slap it on the white bread, boom, and you're golden. And I saw him do that. Listen, he was such a tall, thin, he's such a tall, thin 19-year-old, my nephew, but oh my gosh, I mean, he almost needs the peanut butter. But to go through that many jars, it's crazy. 30 to 40 jars of peanut butter, no exaggeration, in 4 months, does that seem like a lot?
Yeah, it seems like he has a really fast metabolism there.
Yeah. Yeah, to be able to do that with all the cows in that, it's crazy. I can't believe it. We're already out of time. All right, one last one real quick. Black or red, if we're playing roulette, which would you go toward, this or that? Black? Put the chips on black or red?
I'll go with black.
Yeah, me too. I think I just go in that direction. That's probably, I put the money there, and I try not to move it because I go with my first instinct. All right, woohoo, Sir Eric, thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, we are all in it together.
This is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season, Amazon is delivering smiles to charities across the country with the help of celebrity partners Gabrielle Union and Ali Raisman. And it's easy for customers to join them in giving back. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
We're proud to support charities that have been impacted by the challenges of this year. And customers can also join us in giving back by shopping through Amazon Smile. By starting at smile.amazon.com, customers can find incredible holiday deals, low prices, and convenient shopping, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of their purchase price directly to the charity of their choice at no cost to them.
Customers can also donate items to charities directly at smile.amazon.com/charity lists, where nonprofits create wish lists of the items needed most. Additionally, shoppers can donate to Toys for Tots by saying, "Alexa, donate to Toys for Tots," or make a monetary donation to a charity of their choice by saying, "Alexa, I want to make a donation." Learn more and give back this season at smile.amazon.com.